How you guys doing?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing okay over here in Detroit, you know, right across from the Canadian way. My first question, I guess, is going to be how you guys going to get over the border? That's the first question I have.
Well, it's not going to be easy, I'll tell you right now.
I think I can probably swim across from Windsor. It doesn't look that far.
Yeah.
In the water with a scuba mask or something.
Thursday, October 14th at the Redford Theater, the Trailer Park Boys, and we're joined by Ricky Julian, and I hear Bubbles in the background there as well. And man, I'll tell you what, big fan of the show here. Is Leahy or Randy or Corey or Trevor, anyone of those guys going to be there?
Oh, God, I hope not. Well, actually, I wish Corey and Trevor would be there, as I'd like to beat the hell out of them.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking about this earlier. J-Rock, where's J-Rock been? I think there's some people in Detroit that are looking for that guy.
Oh, he's around. He hit it quite thick there with his rapping. He's doing pretty good, so I think he's on tour with Eminem, I believe.
Yeah, they're all, you know, they kind of look alike. You never see him in the same room, so maybe it's one and the same.
Well, I doubt it. I think Eminem's slightly better than J-Rock.
How do you pronounce the drummer from Rush's last name?
Peart.
Peart. That's an inside joke here at the radio station. See, the Americans say Pert.
I know, it's not Pert, it's Peart.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, Julian, somebody wanted to ask me, how do you keep your hair so perfect?
I use gel, man.
Man gel?
Man gel. You know, I wake up, it usually takes me 5 minutes to do it up in the morning, you know. I don't think it's perfect, though. A lot of people say he works out his hair like he works out his muscles, and that's what keeps him so stiff.
Hey, now, Ricky and Julian, did you guys do this rally race last week, or what's going on?
Yeah, man, it was pretty cool. We broke all the rules, and we were flying around in a Porsche, and I don't think they'll ever have us back.
Why not?
I guess we were too reckless, and there's too much liquor on board, I guess. Apparently, they're going too fast, even though it's supposed to be a race. I mean, it doesn't even make sense.
Right, exactly. Now, Bubbles, are you ever going to rebuild your shed?
I've rebuilt her. I got her looking pretty good right now. I put a little brand on it, and starting to put an upstairs in it next week.
Is Conky helping you at all, or?
Don't even mention that name.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. Sorry. What's the greatest Canadian rock band out there?
Oh, that's a tough one. That is a toughie. I mean, I'd have to stick with Rush myself.
Yeah, Rush is pretty good at the Hip. Down with those guys.
Yeah, the people down here in the States, they don't know much about the Hip, but of course, Rush has been around forever.
Yeah, they like, there's another Canadian band that does well down there that we shan't mention.
Which one is that?
Well, I said I shan't mention it.
Well, I just saw Nickelback the other day. Would that be it?
Ricky just slammed his bird in the kitchen drawer.
Ah, I thought you guys might have been talking about the Rainbow Butt Monkeys.
No, love those guys.
You remember those guys?
They're called Finger 11 now. They're fantastic.
That's right. See, there you go. And you're up on your rock news there, Bubbles. I'm impressed.
Yes, sir. We know those guys pretty well. Rich, the drummer's got a bit of a drinking problem.
Well, who doesn't in a rock band?
True enough.
Yeah. So are you guys going over to Europe or something? Are you guys that popular where Trailer Park Boys can go over to overseas?
Yeah, it's a lot easier to get into those countries than it is to get into the United States of America. So we're going to go over to England and check that out and then come down and see you guys.
Nice.
Very excited. We head to England on Wednesday. I got a stick in my bird.
Now, you've hung out with our boy Kid Rock.
Yes, we have hung out with Kid Rock. I was in a limo one night with Kid Rock, right out of her.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Hey, let me ask you, Bubbles, about one thing. Rumor has it that you talked Axl Rose into releasing Chinese Democracy. Are you going to take credit for that?
No, I'm not going to take credit for it. I mean, I was there for a couple of sessions when he was making it, and I was encouraging him to get her going, but I'm not going to take credit for it.
Do you have any licks on that record yourself?
No, I was hoping he was going to throw me in the vocal booth there one night and let me do some wailing, but it never happened.
Have you guys talked to Sebastian Bach lately?
Yeah, I talked to him about a week ago.
Any plans to help out your trade here in America with him again this time or no?
Well, if he'd be up for it, I mean, last time we got together, him and Julian got in a bit of a wrestling match. And I don't know if they're speaking anymore. Everything's fine. Dude. Everything's fine. I took him to the ground and started feeding him some elbows. He got cut up a little bit, but no, we're cool now. I had a few drinks and everything's cool, man.
Yeah, speaking of beating up guys, I told Darren McCarty the other day I was going to talk to you guys, and he wants to come to this show too.
Oh, no way. Yeah, Julian's always shooting his lips off about him, saying how he could beat him.
I know. You guys probably aren't familiar with any of the Red Wing players because you're probably Maple Leaf fans or something.
There's a little bit of that goes on, yeah, but we know a lot of those Red Wing dicks too.
All right, October 14th, the Redford Theater, Ricky, Julian, and Bubbles. Any other special guests coming? Is it just you guys or any of the other cast members coming?
Not that I know of. I hope to God Leahy and Randy don't show up or there'll be a gunfight.
Is this your first? This is going to be your first time in Detroit?
Yes, sir. We can't wait.
Hey, have you guys seen a boost in your popularity down here in the States since they started showing your show on DirecTV?
Oh, it seems to be that way, yes. I mean, we were down there last year for a thing, and people giving us drinks and ladies all over us. It was fantastic. And we're on this thing now called Facebook. I don't know if you've ever heard of it or not.
Yeah, I already liked your page. I'm already on board.
Oh, my God. Well, there you go. See, I didn't even know that.
Now, see, in return, you guys have to like my page, Meltdown WRIF.
Copy that.
All right, guys. Hey, well, listen, man, I'm a big fan. I spent the whole summer of 2008 watching every single one of your episodes. I love it. Every time I meet a rock band or the hockey guys, I always try to push the Trailer Park Boys towards their weight because they're always a lot of downtime, and they could always use a laugh or two, I suppose, too.
Awesome. Head on, man. Thank you.
Well, we'll see you guys October 14th at the Redford Theater right here in beautiful Detroit.
Come out to the show. Guaranteed fun for all or no money back.